This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Just me today, me and Tom.
Where is Scott?
He's filming Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yeah, he is.
Filming Nevermind the Buzzcocks, like you do when you're in a boy band.
Cash.
Yes, just cash. He's on the telly. I don't know whether it goes out, though. I think it goes out 3 or 4 weeks or something. I said to him, are you going to be one of those people that come out and you go, oh, which one used to be in Five? And he went, no, because he's always refused to do that. So I don't know what he's doing in it. I think he's humming a tune or something and they have to guess what the song is.
Oh, that's nice.
I think he's doing that.
And that warrants a whole day off work?
Yeah, because apparently he's got to be there at 3, and then when he asked what time his car was picking him up, it was 11. And he was like, 11 at night? And they said, yeah, we need you to do the waving at the end bit. So for that reason, he's dropped out of the show today.
The good thing is, when Scott's off, it is just that, you know...
It's calmer.
It's calmer, that 5% more chill.
And to give him some credit, he always mentions Radio Essex and The Big Drive Home whenever he's on telly.
He does.
He's always mentioned Radio Essex.
He does, but he's never mentioned me, actually. I remember the thing with Joe Lycett that he done.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Big Drive Home, like all the guys, blah, blah, blah. And I was like...
So, no. He mentioned everyone in the building, didn't he?
Yeah,
apart from you.
Apart from me.
Even the person that looks after the bumper cars and stuff in the park. He mentioned everybody but you.
Cancelled, mate.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
3 to the 2 to the 1 like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, Wednesday on The Big Drive Home. Thank you for having us on. This is Chris at Glass Animals. Heat Waves on the way. First of all, let's start with Miley Cyrus' new tune, which I still love. It's called Jaded, and it plays on Radio Essex.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
Radio Essex, Glass Animals, and the Heat Waves. 3:10. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on. This is Chris, Tom here as well, Stevie on the news, Johnny on the travel, and Scott on Nevermind the Buzzcocks. So we can't win them all. He is back tomorrow though. Right, it is Wednesday, so middle of the week. What is it you're in the middle of? Let me know. 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. What are you in the middle of? It's the middle of the week. I'm in the middle of a cup of tea, is the honest answer, which is the same answer for you, actually.
I've got coffee.
All right, so that's a different, it's different. You're in the middle of coffee, I'm in the middle of tea.
Yeah.
Are you in the middle of anything work-wise?
At home, I'm clearing out my room. I showed you guys some of the vinyls I found.
You found the Phil Collins In the Air Tonight 12-inch vinyl that you found in your room.
So cool, I just
so
found
how would
it.
You have had that? Because you weren't alive when that was out.
Yeah, but like I've inherited loads of vinyls, I've been given loads. And so, like, I just had this big stack that I'd gotten, and I found Phil Collins In the Air Tonight.
Such a good song. And the 12-inch, I remember the 12-inch. The drums go on for a bit as well, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, it's a really good mix.
I need to listen to it.
Yeah, check it out.
It seems so cool.
It's good. I don't know what I'm in the middle of at home. I was hoovering at the weekend. I told you that, didn't I? Because I had my headphones in, didn't realise the hoover wasn't switched on. Which is a little bit of an error because I did the whole of the upstairs and then realised it wasn't actually switched on. And that's the hazard of wearing headphones whilst hoovering. It was just, I'm not very good at it. That's about it, really. What about you? What are you in the middle of? It's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Something maybe at work, something DIY-ish. Maybe you're thinking about tackling the garden. I don't know. But a Wednesday, middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. You can always grab us on the app as well. If you haven't got the app, easy to download. Just search for Radio Essex wherever you get your apps. We'll get you on. After this, Taylor Swift, who's had about 2 million people queuing to get tickets. An amazing concert coming up to London and Edinburgh later in the summer. If you've got your tickets, it'll be amazing. Here is Taylor Swift. Crawl Summer on the Big Drive Home. How you doing, Essex? Wednesday, Big Drive Home. 18 after 3. Nathan Dorr, Ella Henderson, 21 Reasons. right, Wednesday, middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Alison in Colchester is in the middle of having a late break in the office, busy day on the emails. Me and the girls can't wait till five. Alison, I'm feeling that pain. I had three emails to deal with today. Is that a lot?
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, three. Two of them were from Scott.
What?
Oh, don't forget,
I'm not... He sends emails?
Yeah, well, kind of. He sends pictures on emails. He sends GIFs. There's no words.
I can't
words.
Imagine him There's sending
no
an email.
No, it's emojis and GIFs. There's never any words on it.
Was it like banana?
Well, if you can imagine how he told me, never mind the Buzzcocks, just by using emojis, I'll leave that to your imagination. Harry and Canvey, middle of laying some bricks down on the site, got you on the radio blaring out the tunes. Thank you, Harry. I love hearing us when we go past a building site and you can hear the radio and you're like, that's us.
Oh, yeah. I had it recently where some people were doing some tiling on a roof.
Yeah.
And I was walking past and I was like,
it's us.
Radio station.
I'm always like, I wonder if that's us. There was somebody around the corner of my house and they were building, and a few weeks ago when I was getting the train, and I walked around the corner and I was like, definitely sounds like a song we were playing. And then I heard Connor and I was like, it's Connor. Mike in Chelmsford sorting out a job we are doing in August at school, replacing lights after having a day doing loads of admin is what Mike is in the middle of. Thank you for those. Wednesday, middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? You can let us know on the text 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Got a travel update for you as well next. Radio Essex, Mimi Webb and House on Fire. It's 3:30, middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Alison, we done you. Dee in Chelmsford. I'd like to be in the middle of doing what's in this photo. Oh, God.
Is that Flight Simulator?
Oh, it's Flight Simulator. Thank you for that. I wonder what it was going to open up as. I'd admit to the other thing, actually, rather than that you're in a Flight Simulator. Like, I know I'm watching something else. I'm in the middle of doing what I'm not. I'd like to be in the middle of what is this photo, which is Flight Simulator. Unfortunately, I'm in the middle of redecorating our dining room. D in Chelmsford. Thank you very much for that. Debbie in Chelmsford in the middle of a run. Thank you. And Gary in Burnham just in the middle of the last emails for the week as I've booked a couple of days off to have a long weekend. Nice work, Gary. That's a nice long weekend. Some people do the Friday and the Monday to give you the four-day weekend. Nothing wrong with a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is pretty good.
Or Monday, Tuesday. So you get Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. Then you go back to work on Wednesday for 3 days. Ooh. And then you're off again.
Yeah.
And one of those 3 days is a Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going Monday, Tuesday. Gary, enjoy your days off. Thank you for having us on wherever you are. It's Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home. Scott away today. He's back on the show tomorrow. Got some Harry Styles gossip for you as well coming up after Peggy Goo. This is brilliant. It goes like... It's Radio Essex, Peggy Goo, and it goes like Nanana. Wednesday, Big Drive Home. This is Chris. Thank you so much for having us on. You mentioned about Harry Styles. What all happened at Wimbledon? Got to get that out. Love that music. So Wimbledon was on, and there is a tennis player called Elena Svitolina. I'm going to go with.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Svetlina.
Elena Svitolina.
Svetlina.
Svetlina. Who was supposed to go to a Harry Styles gig and couldn't go because she was playing at Wimbledon. This was her in an interview yesterday.
You were supposed to go to a concert, Harry Styles concert yesterday. You gave the tickets away. This is a bit better than that, isn't it?
Well, I hope Harry is watching and maybe... I'm just a big fan of his, so, you know, just like...
And Harry was watching.
He was.
Harry Styles has invited her to a gig after she missed out one of his shows due to her success at Wimbledon. So the pop star said, you can come to one of my shows. She's a Ukrainian tennis player. And she was supposed to be going to one of her shows, and then she just heard she couldn't make it, so she gave her tickets away. And now he said, you can come to one of my shows.
How cool is that?
Because you're invited by Harry Styles. Like people say, oh, you're a big fan. And you go, well, yeah, I am. And he's invited me, so here I am. She's probably going to get backstage, isn't she? She's probably going to get AAA passes and everything. And then she'll probably invite him to the tennis, and it'll all just be a big...
They'll be like friends now.
Maybe more. You never know.
Yeah.
But great story like that. Here is Harry Styles. Harry Styles and Golden. Hello, Deb. She says, nice tennis story about Harry, but she's married with a baby. All right, so maybe there's no romance involved. It's still a nice story.
They're friends.
Friends.
Tennis friends.
Special tennis friends. Friends. second service friends. Right, let's see what we've got here.
Chris and Scott catch up with Trev.
Now, Trev, if you're new to the show, you might not know who Trev was. He used to be a big star of the show for quite a lot of the beginning of the show, first couple of years. We used to have various stories from the back of Trev's cab. Trev is a guy that is a taxi driver around the Basildon sort of area, and he is a driver that me and Scott always use. So whenever we need to go anywhere individually, together, whatever, we always get Trev to take us because he's such a lovely guy. So Trev's been on and he's got something that I'd like your opinion on, and I'm sure Trev would like your opinion on. Have a listen to this.
Oh, what's happening, fellas? It's only Trev. Listen, right? I'm in the cab, right? I've had this conversation with Scott, now, and he half reckons I'm off me nut, right? But I feel really strongly about this, bruv, right? I feel really strongly, Chris. What do you reckon? I reckon, right, that ginger nuts should come with chocolate on top as well. You should have an option to have chocolate on top of them. He thinks I'm off me cake. What do you reckon?
That was the first message, and then I've just had this one come through.
I even come up with a name for him, right? As I said, I know it's basic. I reckon you could call them choco nuts. Do you know what I mean? Yes, okay, I'm off me nut now. But I think it's a good idea, bruv.
Okay, so Trev's got an idea. Ginger nut biscuits, chocolate on top. Is that a thing we're missing in our lives at the moment?
No.
I would try one.
No.
I like ginger biscuits, and I like chocolate.
Nah. I'm not sold.
It's got to be a milk chocolate. I don't think dark chocolate's working here. I think it's milk chocolate.
I don't think it tastes nice.
On a ginger nut, I think it would.
Ginger and chocolate isn't a thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
I'm sure one of those posh chocolate bars, you know, the ones, the greens and blacks, I'm sure you get a ginger and chocolate. I'm sure that's actually one of their flavours.
No.
Oh, no, it's chili.
Sounds awful.
Chili and chocolate is a thing.
Nah.
What about you, Essex? Are you buying Trev's biscuits off him? Let us know. 81400, put the word Essex in front of your message. I reckon they're already out. I've got a vague recollection of trying these biscuits. But anyway, let us know and I'll let Trev know, and then he can set up a business called Choconuts. It's the weekend and popular, unlike ginger nut and chocolate, by the sounds of it. This was the message we had from Trev, brilliant cab driver.
Oh, what's happening, fellas? It's only Trev. Listen, right? I'm in the cab, right? I've had this conversation with Scott, now, and he half reckons I'm off me nut, right? But I feel really strongly about this, bruv, right? I feel really strongly, Chris. What do you reckon? I reckon, right, that ginger nuts should come with chocolate on top as well. You should have an option to have chocolate on top of them.
So it's an option. You don't have to. So you can still have your ginger nuts, but ginger nuts with chocolate on top of them. We've put this out there. Craig in Whittam says, surely that's a Jaffa cake. It's not. The Jaffa cake isn't ginger.
No, it's not.
It's a biscuity cake. Let's not get into that debate.
No.
Coach says Trevor's a wrong one and not doing it. Ginger and chocolate doesn't work. Chelmsford Cabby Vince says, afternoon, Chris and Tom. Milk chocolate ginger biscuits are already on the shelves. A company called Border do them, and he sent me a picture. There you go, Trev. Milk chocolate ginger. Famous fiery ginger biscuits smothered with milk chocolate for an insane taste experience. That's good. Already it. Debs says, I hate Trev. He's made me hungry. And she sent me a picture of six ginger nut biscuits with a box. Well, look, she's got a little bit of dairy milk next to them. She's going to melt that on top.
Ooh.
She's going for chocolate and ginger. Trev, go to Tesco's or Sainsbury's and get your Border dark chocolate ginger biscuits. They are already a thing. Loads of people have sent them in. Yeah, happy to declare. Yeah, it's all there. All of those are there. I'm just looking where they come from. I think it was Tesco's.
Yeah, it's Tesco.
Yeah, so there you go, Trev. Head over there, get yourself sorted out. They look nice. I remember where I've tried, because I said I'm sure I've tried this before. You know, at Christmas when you get those selection boxes of biscuits with all the chocolate things and the round ones and the rings and all that. You can't eat them because of your stomach problems.
Yeah,
but I'm sure there's one in there that's a ginger biscuit with chocolate on top, like wrapped in chocolate. I'm sure there is, but there you go. Right, Olivia Rodrigo, brand new music, following up from the same kind of stylish driver's license, his Vampire. Radio Essex, Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire. What is she, Tom? The first female artist to have three consecutive number ones in the USA.
So she's the youngest.
The youngest female.
The youngest artist Oh, in full general. Stop. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
To have three consecutive number ones. So that's Good For You, Driver's License, and this one, Vampire.
Good tune, that, Vampire. I like that. Right, 5 to 4. Just got time for this email, which I really like. Says, hey, Chris, Scott, today's absentee, Tom and Stevie. Been thinking. Do you remember back in the day when Radio 1 used to do the roadshow in the summer? Was on for about 1.5 hours each week for like 4 weeks in August. And they used to drive around the whole country, stopping at seaside towns, different one every day. Used to love it. Okay, yes, I remember that, Nick. Was thinking, how about you guys do something similar? Take your show on the road. Obviously, Radio 1 have a slightly bigger budget than Radio Essex.
Yeah.
They've got a budget. But maybe you could do it for a week in Essex, starting at, say, Clacton, and then come around the Essex coast, ending up at the home of Radio Essex Southend. It would be fantastic. Publicity would be amazing. You'd get great crowds during the summer holidays, as well as getting Radio Essex out there, picking up some new listeners and having loads of fun. You could even have a guest or friends of the station for each day. And of course, Five could do the final day. What do you think? I realise there's a lot of logistics, etc. to be done. That's fine. We've got Tom. And stuff behind the scenes with local councils. Tom could deal with local councils, I'm sure.
Yeah, mates of them all.
Probably late in the day for this summer, but surely got to be worth looking into. Everyone would love it. What do you think? Show's cracking. Keep up the good work, says Nick. Nick, I really like that idea.
I do too.
I don't know whether we need to do it in the style of a Radio 1 roadshow with tens of thousands of people turning up. That sounds like a logistical nightmare. But taking the show around the seasides.
Yeah.
Doing something. We'd need, like, what would we need? A van? A lorry?
A mic?
A microphone. We can get stuff like that, but what... To transport, we'd need to get some kind of transport.
We'd need a big van.
Yeah.
The big drive van.
We're not all going to get MITT.
No.
I think
that would be, or my Fiesta.
Yeah. That's,
it's not happening.
Yeah. Coming to you live from the back of a Ford Fiesta. The big drive home. Yeah, that's not going to work. It needs to be, we need something kind of van-y.
A big van.
I always thought, like, teaming up with Rossi's and just getting an ice cream van and going around the county in an ice cream van, yes, doing the show. I think that would be good.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone's listening that can help us, if you've got, like, if you happen to have a soundstage that's on wheels that, yeah, you're not using,
yeah,
and a transmitter and all that, that'd be brilliant. But, yeah, do you know what, Nick? That's worth, if you think you can help in any way, then let us know if you've got something you think we could borrow, because budgets are tight.
Yeah, they are.
Non-existent. They are, yeah, tight on this show. There's no expense spared on this show. All the money goes to Stevie.
Yeah.
To get the news done. So all of our budgets are spent on Stevie.
I heard he's got like touchscreen.
Yeah, he's got a touchscreen computer in there. He's. I mean, you're all right.
Have I? Is it touchscreen?
Is it?
It is.
Look. Who knew?
You got a touchscreen computer. It's been there forever.
I mean, it's wasted on me, isn't it?
What do you think of the idea of recreating the Radio 1 roadshow around Essex in the seaside towns without all the crowds and that?
A beautiful idea. My only request would be, much like the Smash Hits poll winners party,
yeah,
we need to reintroduce the award that Scott won for, like, best haircut.
I don't think we're doing awards.
Oh.
I think we're just going around, like, in a car or something, and go around the seaside towns. And so you're reading the news, and there's people watching you read it. I can't see what could go wrong there. yeah, no, I think it's a good idea.
I do as well.
We're going to look into it. If you've got any type of things that could help with that, let us know. Maybe you could give us a van or somebody who could logo it up.
A massive lorry that they use at Notting Hill Carnival.
Somebody's got to have something like that. Let us know what you've got and then we'll see if it's doable. News coming up, travel on the way as well. It's coming up on 4 o'clock on The Big Drive Home.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I think this is a really good idea, this kind of roadshow idea, where we spend a week in August going around all the seaside towns of Essex.
Well, the good thing is I've been to very few places in Essex, so it might give me a chance to...
I think we do it.
Boot in a boot.
And then we wrap it on Thursday with a big show from the balcony of where we are here in Essex. So we'd end in Southend. You come along to Adventure Island for the day, get on all the rides and that, come and watch the show on the balcony. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You guys have had some great ideas today, now that Scott's off.
Scott's Scott would have taken it somewhere else, it would be like we would be doing Hyde Park or something. I just think we need to do something small. Because I'm thinking, yes, Radio 1 used to go around all the beaches and take over the whole beaches. I'm thinking maybe we take over a car park.
T4 on the beach.
T4 on the beach was another good one. We could take over a car park.
We could do car park.
I don't think we need bands. I think we just turn up and do the show. You read the news, we do the bits, we press the buttons, the music happens.
We're car park level.
Yeah, I think we're car park level.
Yeah.
I think we could do car park.
I think this is a great idea.
Because in that way, if it's only small, we don't need to talk to local councils and that. We just kind of turn up at a car park.
Yeah.
Stuart from Pitsy says, "Hi, Chris and Scott. If you're looking to spread the Radio Essex brand, we're looking for a host for this year's Basildon and Pitsy Carnival, Saturday 29th of July."
Yes.
Ooh, I'm getting gigs now. This is what I'm going to give that one to Scott, because he's local to that. I think this is a great idea.
The real sad thing is that we've missed most of the Pride celebrations across Essex. There's loads of them.
Southend this weekend.
Also, we could have done it then. Then you don't need entertainment or music because it's already
there. We just turn up with our deck chairs.
just turning up to do the news.
I think there's something in this. There's a week in August where we're all here, and it's the summer holidays. The Chris and Scott Road Show, or Chris and Scott on the Road, or something. The Big Drive Home on the Road, something like that. We could do it at service stations. It doesn't matter where we do it.
I think this is a wonderful idea. I am signed up wholly.
There's engineers looking at me as if to go, sorry, how do we do this? We just about keep it on while you're in the studio. I'm not sure we can do it when you're in Wivenhoe.
Take all the kit.
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Yeah, if you've got any suggestions how we can make that happen, maybe you've got some stuff that you could help for us to use, that'd be amazing. Let us know.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
I love the idea of taking the show on the road for a week. I think that's exactly what Essex is asking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Radio Essex. Even after all this time. Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home for Wednesday. We're talking about the possibility of maybe in the summer for a week taking the show on the road. We get loads of ideas on that. Dubbo, what you got for us, Dubbo?
Chris, you've got an amazing slot for the road show. You can make Stevie Shillinglord do a spelling test. Try and name as many cricketers as you can. Try and spell them right.
I think that would work really well, and it'd be free entertainment.
Spelling law, isn't it? Stevie Spelling Law.
Nice one. Cheers, though, mate.
Thanks, boy.
I like that.
I like that
Stevie
as well.
Stevie Spelling Law. Yeah, it's good. Like that. Any more suggestions? We've got an idea of what we could do. I'll tell you what that is in a second. We're getting loads and loads of people in on this who've got things they can put forward. I mean, we could do a week in August where we take the show on the road. I think it's a great idea.
It'd be really cool.
Scott's going to be shocked when he comes back tomorrow. Move
all
the
this
studio.
Work.
Yeah. Right, Post Malone, Chemical at 4:16. Post Malone's Chemical. And Chemical, we're putting not the final touches, we're just coming up with ideas, really, of how we could take the show on the road. And it's, I mean, there's loads, Trev's got an idea of where we could do this.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, right?
Go on.
I'll even let you come and do it in my garden, bro.
Wow.
I mean, my garden's huge.
Wow.
It's massive. Obviously, I can only fit about 50 people in it. But you could use my garden.
Yeah.
Obviously, I need to check with my Porsche.
Yeah.
Terms and conditions apply and all that sort of stuff.
Season,
and all that sort of business.
Yeah.
But, you know, bear with me. Let me have a word with her.
All
let
right.
me have a word.
You have a word with the wife. See if that's okay, Trev. If me and my friends turn up in your garden, that'd be great. Will says, my friend James works at Rossi. I've sent him a message. He might be able to come along. That's if he replies. I'll let you know. Thanks. Deb says, you could ask your mate Rick Astley if he could be one of the roadies. Get him to tour the quieter beaches and seafronts like Holland on the Sea, Wivenhoe, Brightlin Sea, rather than the big touristy ones. Better still, ask Sam Ryder. He'd probably carry his own bags. He's that nice. Or just broadcast from his balcony instead. Debs, I think we'll end it on our balcony.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense. Aretha says, if you're travelling on the road, you can come to the western part of Essex, in brackets. Essex is the biggest county in the world. I'm just an hour away from Galveston Beach. Oh, that's in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're big in America.
We can show the rest of America what they're missing for not listening to The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. I don't know. Even if we did this outside broadcast in Clacton, we'd be stretching our budget to the max. I'm not sure it would stretch to America.
I don't think
we're going to get flights and stuff, no. But it's a good shout. Vicky from Whittam, and this is the idea that I'm in love with. 100% agree, guys. This is a great idea. Car parks. How about local pub car parks?
Yes. Yes.
Best of both worlds.
Yes.
So we get in with the pub.
We do it.
We use the pub car park. There's food and non-alcoholic drinks for everybody.
Capri Suns.
All of those drinks. And then we're in the car park. We've got barbecue. Go and get the chef out. Then a little barbecue.
Yeah.
This is turning into get Marky T to supply some inflatables for the kids.
Yes.
This is turning into a great idea.
It is. It's a really good idea. I like it.
All we need to know now is if people have a pub.
Does anybody have a pub?
Let us know. I reckon Scott would come up with Chris and Scott does Marbella. Yeah, that's exactly Mark. See, this is the reason it's good to organise this while we're here. If he's here, it'll be... Oh, where can we go? What about Jamaica? And it would just go off on a different tangent. Whereas it's us, we're like, what about pub car parking with an O? And I think that's exactly where it should be. Tell you what, taking this show on the road seems like a good idea. Inundated with offers. Scott is on the phone. Different Scott. Hello, mate.
Hello. It's Scott from Braintree, not from Five.
So what you got for us, Scott?
Just hearing your little thing you want to put together, yeah. I can put you in contact with the guy who runs Brightling Sea Football Club. They have a good DJ rig in there already.
Yeah, you could
probably go there and do it from there.
We could just plug in and then we'd be across the Brightling Sea Football Club. And there's a car park?
Yeah. There's a car park, there's a football ground.
Wow, I mean, this is good. I don't know if we need a football ground. I don't know how many people are going to turn up. It might be awkward if only three people turn up and we've commandeered a football ground. But it might be a proper place to do it in Brightling Sea. All right, yeah, put us in touch if you can and then we'll see if that's a goer.
No worries, I'll send you the details.
Thank you, Scott. Cheers, buddy. There you go, Brightling Sea on the map. That'd be a good place to go. 4:27, keep suggestions coming through. Here's Rudimental and Dancing is Healing. Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry and Sorry. 4:33, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Chris and Scott, away today. When he gets back, he's going to be shocked what we've been up to. I mean, basically organised a world tour. I think he's going to be astonished. Sounds like a good idea, boys. If that man can sort it out, I'd take my mum to that beach every day, including this morning. But I haven't been to the football ground, but it sounds amazing. Don't say this bit on the radio. Oh, okay, then you've written something that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. This week is full of things I'm not allowed to say on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
You've just added to it, Debs.
Yeah.
Ewan and Bear the Cat. What have you got for us, guys?
Hi, Chris. Well, only covers our school in Gosfield. We've got 110 acres of land. Mm. So there's rugby pitches, football pitches, AstroTurf, a performing arts centre.
Yeah.
You might be able to plug into that. We also have established relationships with food trucks and ice cream vendors and that sort of thing.
Right.
That usually do events for us. Could be a good one. Loads and loads of parking too, mate.
Yeah.
Laters. Bye.
That sounds too big, I'm going to be like, that sounds like we're doing part in the park.
Yeah, yeah. 110 acres of land.
It's not part in the park, is it? It's part in the car park. That's what we call
party
it.
Party in the car park.
It's called Party in the Car Park.
Oh.
And it will sound like Capital's Party in the Park, but it'll be Party in the Car Park.
Party in the Car Park.
I think it used the joke. Party in the Car Park.
Yeah.
That's what we do. So we're looking for that football ground's good, but we'd probably only need your car park, not the football ground.
Yeah, don't worry about the football ground. We'll just take
I'm not,
car
when
park.
You started talking about food trucks and stuff, I think you're thinking more than 10 people are going to turn up. I'm not. Yeah. I'm thinking about 10, 15 people will turn up.
So including us.
Including us, yeah. I don't think we need food trucks. Yeah. But a pub car park, you'll have usual punters in there anyway.
Yeah.
You get some inflatables in there for the kids because it's summer holidays. You've got food on tap anyway and Capri Suns.
Capri Suns.
All the lemonade you want, all on tap. Bar makes a bit of cash. we get to go to a car park, party in the car park. Right, that's the working title.
Party in the car
park. Write that down, party in the car park. Put copyright Chris Brooks.
Copyright Chris Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep those coming in. Linda and Rayleigh is in love with Trev.
Good afternoon, Lynn from Rayleigh. I absolutely love Trev's voice. I don't care how big his garden is. I want to go and have a party in
Excellent. Sally from Aunt Sally's Tea Room says, our daughter and son-in-law have a mobile bar called Tow Bar. Check it out on Facebook. Bar problem sorted. And Lisa says, I have the Papillion just down the road from you. Where's that?
So it's just by where Chinnery's is on the seafront in Southend.
We have a balcony. Shut the roads. Let's have a proper party on the seafront, says Lisa. It's a good idea. I don't know if we're at the stage where we can shut roads, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so, but I think pub car parks.
Pub car parks.
That's what we're looking
good.
For. And we're looking to do it like on the beach. So if you know somebody in Clacton, Brightling Sea, we might have sorted out. Just get in touch. It's Radio Essex with 50-50 and Cupid. Hello, Adam. It says Jimmy Max on Canvey. We've got a stage on the beach. What? A stage on the beach.
Imagine.
South End, I think we're okay because we've got Adventure Island and we've got a balcony on our radio station.
Yeah, I think we're good.
So that South End, I think we're fine. Canvey, stage on the beach sounds like a good plan. Party in the car park is definitely the working title, though.
Oh, yeah. It's
and
a
I
good
think,
one.
I think pubs around the Essex area where you start off in Clacton and end up in South End on the Friday, get Scott to work on a Friday. He owes us a day because of the day anyway.
Yeah, so he does.
Get him to do a Friday. Job done. He can sing. Oh, Mike, get down. Do a bit of that. I'll DJ a bit. Job. Unless anyone knows any pop stars. If anyone's got any in contacts with Ollie Mears and he's not doing anything for a week in August. Sam Ryder, he's a local.
Yeah.
Anybody, maybe it doesn't even have to be famous.
Yeah, just.
Maybe we could just get like a couple of singers on stage.
Yeah.
Bit of promotion. I think this is what Essex needs.
This is the one.
People have said to me, you should take the big drive home into car parks everywhere across. People have said that.
Stopped you in the street.
You guys need to be car park touring tourists.
I've never had that.
Yeah, it's happened all the time. I get that. And how do you do the chip shop game? We should do chip shops.
Wow, yes.
We'd know where they are.
Oh.
Helen says, hi, Walton on Nays in front of the pier. There's a sweet shop, fish and chip shop, and then you can have your arcades and drinks, e.g. Capri Suns, says Helen in Braintree.
We already These know about the fish and chip shop.
Yeah, we're on this, Helen. We're talking to so many people that have got pub car parks.
It's good.
There's just a stream of text coming through on this, so we'll keep at it. Right, 4:41, Wednesday on the big drive home. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain coming up, and let's get on Miley Cyrus as well. Flowers and the latest on the roads in Essex. We'll do that next. It's Radio Essex, big drive home. Introducing you now to somebody you could be hearing from a lot. Your next favourite artist, perhaps. Joe's guest this week on the evening show is a guy called James Smith. Local lad. You may remember him from Britain's Got Talent. See if we can book him. Party in the car park. He's done a really good cover of Feeling Good from Nina Simone. Got 4 million views online. He will be joining Joe on the evening show tonight here at Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers. 10 to 5, big drive home. Chris and Scott's big drive home. Scott's back on the show tomorrow. He's recording Never Mind the Buzzcocks, which will be on your TV soon. He's back on the show tomorrow. Tom's here, Stevie's here. Johnny with the travel. Just some news coming in on that. Chums for day 130 at the A12 at Howe Green. There's an obstruction on the road. Slow traffic on the roundabout. It's the A130 at the A12 junction at Howe Green. Obstruction on the road with slow traffic on the roundabout there. Cloud lingering tonight. Isolated showers down to 11 tomorrow. Bit cloudy. Mixed of sunshine. Bit of showers. Highs tomorrow 22. Thank you very much for all of your texts on Party in the Car Park. Jay from WhatsApp says, Party in the WhatsApp Car Park. We've got a 7-acre lake in North Frambridge. Loads of fun, things to do. There's bar to 2 minutes away, beach area, PA system. Just need your DJ skills. Wow. We'll hold that now till Scott's back tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we'll come back to this tomorrow. But keep texting in. Tom's taking all your details of anything we think could be of use. And we'll be in touch. But yeah, I think third week in August we're looking at.
Yeah.
Because Scott's off for a couple of weeks. I'm off for a week as well in the middle of August or the end of August. So there's a week in the middle where we're both here, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a week where everyone's here.
Yeah, I think this is it. I think this is what Essex has been crying out for. Party in the car park. It's got all the marketing that you need around it.
And
you can turn up if you want. How cool is that?
Summertime fun. Summertime. On Radio Essex.
And we're looking to level up summer this year. We've got family prizes to win every single week for you and the kids. We're calling it Summertime Fun. We really want you to get out and make some new memories. So this week, we've teamed up with Greenwood Spa and Hotel in Stock, and we could be sending you for a three-course meal in the Double Rosette awarded Ellis's restaurant with a bottle of Prosecco as well. Amazing food, locally sourced, dining area is beautiful, and will definitely be a family meal to remember. So, 81400 Essex Dinner to be in the draw. That's what you need to do. Text the word Essex Dinner to 81400 to be in this week's draw. Don't do it on the app. Don't call us. The only way you can enter the draw is on your mobile phone via the text number 81400. Essex Dinner, standard network rates, it's not a premium rate, so it's Essex Dinner to 81400 to be in this week's draw. Martin and Sue will announce the winner on Monday. T's and C's at radioessex.com. Good luck.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I'm on the train today. I didn't know it was going to rain.
Yep. I don't have a jacket or a
hoodie. No, I didn't bring a jacket. I'm going straight to London after this. I'm going out. I'm going out.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
on a weeknight?
Yeah, going to a restaurant.
On a date?
We're going with... Oh, it's a long story. Karen's got friends in America. They started off as cousins, then realised they weren't cousins. They were... You know when you have an auntie and uncle aren't actually your auntie and uncle?
Yep.
Karen's got two of them, and then it's their kids. So they're not actually your cousins. They're just people you know from America. She went, yeah, but they want to go out. They're touring in London, so we're going out to dinner tonight London, somewhere in St. Paul's, don't know.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Are you picking up the bill for Karen's fake cousins?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. But the kids are coming as well, so it's a night out with the family, so that'd be good. So, yeah, I didn't realise it was going to rain, so I've just rocked up to work in a T-shirt. And
this is your going out...
This is my going out attire, yeah, T-shirt, jeans.
Jacketless.
Jacketless, T-shirt, jeans, so, pro trainers.
Let's say, right, you finish.
I could wear a Radio Essex body warmer, but I don't know how cool that would look.
I'm just worried about when you're making the return journey home.
It's going to be colder, isn't it?
Well, let me just tell you.
Oh.
Actually, depending on when your dinner ends, between about 9 and 10, the rain just eases off.
Oh, it's nice.
Actually, yep, so you might get soaked, dry out... Pay for Karen's...
As long as I don't like being cold. I'm not going to be cold, though, because it's not cold.
No.
So I should be annoying. I should be all right. I'll man up.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throughout here!
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right then, Wednesday on the Big Drive Home, the A to Z of music is coming up for the letter S. We'll get into that very soon. First of all, Niall Horan and Meltdown on the Big Drive Home.
Turn it up louder, yeah.
Radio Essex.
Justin Bieber, Daniel Caesar and Peaches. It's the Big Drive Home for Wednesday. A to Z of music coming up very soon. I'll also tell you what I need from you for the end of the show as well. That's on the way. Keeping hits coming though for your drive home. These guys have offered to step in for Lewis Capaldi in quite a lot of his festival gigs. They are the 1975. This tune's brilliant. It's called Oh Caroline. The song's just not the same without Scott.
It's not, is it?
It's boring. Doctor! Oh, how can we get Scott in? I know what we could do.
What?
Doctor! I think we could get you to end the show in the style of Scott from Five. That way, it would still feel like he was here.
Yes!
So, what's his voice sound like? We've only got one jingle.
Oh my God!
That was him at the Brits picking up Best Pop Star.
So you could go, oh my God, Wednesday completed, mate.
Or you could sing a bit of a Five tune.
Oh, yes.
I woke up today, it's Wednesday completed, mate. Bosh, bang, gone.
There we go, yeah.
Anything like that in the style of Scott. You could do a doctor if you wanted to.
Doctor.
Any style in the Scott style. can end the show tonight, but you must say Wednesday completely, mate. Any style goes. He might even be listening. He might be on his way back from the TV studio now, so he might even hear it. Then he'll be back tomorrow. We can play them all to him tomorrow when he's back.
Yeah, he'll
get
love
them
it.
In on the voice notes. You can do that via the app, and you could be ending the show tonight. And we will have the A to Z of music on the way. It's Radio Essex with Flo and Cardboard Box, 528 Big Drive Home. We are impersonating Scott on the end of the show. Show, please. Any impersonations of Scott with a Wednesday completed, mate, is what we're looking for today, as Scott is away today. Helen, how's your sounds?
Hi, this is Mary from
Mary. Sorry, Mary. You says Helen, but Helen must be Mum. Mary, how does yours sound?
I completed, mate.
It does sound like Scott. Really bolshy. Oh, completed, mate. Yeah. Geezer. Will Masters, Jack, what you got for us?
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Wednesday completed it, mate.
Nice.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Okay, keep those coming in on the voice notes. You could be ending the show at the moment. Amy, who's now age 7, is currently in the lead. But if you think you can beat Amy, let us know what your voice note is impersonating Scott, who sounds like this. Oh, my God. Or doctor, or Iggy Wiggy, I'm getting jiggy. You know, Scott, that one. Okay, right, 5:30, A to Z of music's on. Letter S, and we're looking for groups beginning with the letter S. Suggestions include Savage Garden, yes, Simply Red, Scat and for Girls, Spice Girls.
So many,
Sugar
many.
Babes, The Script. Yeah, there's loads. Suede, what's the one we both said at the same time? Semisonic?
Yeah, Semisonic.
There's lots of groups beginning with S. We need your favourites, please, and we'll take the two most popular, and they will battle it out to get into the A to Z of music tonight. For groups beginning with the letter S, Radio Essex, Jazzy, and Giving Me. 5:35 on the Big Drive Home. Chris and Scott, just me today, just Chris. Scott back on the show tomorrow. But if you're missing him, we are getting him to end the show via you. So any impersonations you've got of Scott. Aretha, what's your sound like?
Oh, my God. I need a doctor. Wednesday completed it, mate.
Angie in Wisconsin in Essex, what have you got?
Wiggy wiggy, Radio Essex listeners are getting jiggy.
Yeah, that's
Wednesday.
Very good.
Completed it, mate.
Donna, how would you impersonate Scott from 5?
Oi, make us a cuppa. Wednesday completed it, mate.
Yes, that's exactly how he would say it. Still Amy, now age 7, out in the lead with her ending the show with a Scott from 5 impersonation. We'll see what that's like. If you think you got a better one, get on the app now and let us know. Right, two songs battling it out for Wednesday. Artists beginning with the letter S on the A to Z of music. And these are the two artists that have had the most votes this afternoon. Out of these two, which one would you like to see go through to win? Spice Girls. If you want the Spice Girls, you need to put the word spice in your message box. Or Stereophonics.
Yes.
Put the word stereo in your message box. A1400 Essex and Spice or Essex and Stereo to vote for either the Spice Girls or Stereophonics to win on the A to Z of music tonight and go through to tomorrow's grand final for the letter S. Who do you want to hear, Essex? It's Radio Essex, Sam Ryder and Spaceman on the Big Drive Home.
Searched around the universe, been down some black holes, nothing but Spaceman.
It's 10 to 6 and...
And I want to go home.
But I'm not. I'm going out. Right. It is 10 to 6. It's Wednesday. It's the Big Drive Home coming to an end. Amy, now age 7, is ending the show tonight in her best Scott from 5.
Oh, yeah. We're missing ones, don't we?
Yeah, Scott's not here. Have you just noticed that?
I was like, what is it, Friday?
Do you not notice it's quiet? And you've made a lot less tea today.
No one's come out and gone, oh, what's that? Is that the kettle over there?
What's the other one he does when he comes out? He goes, I can't get it. My throat's really dry.
Yeah.
He does it all the time. So Amy, now age 7, you are going to end the show in your best Scott from 5 voice. You're coming up very soon. Joe Kinch, you're on the way with a local artist on the show tonight. It's a big name.
Yep, James Smith.
Hopefully a star of Party in the Car Park soon. Coming to a car park near you.
What is this you've been doing?
Well, it was an idea that somebody had the idea on the internet and said you should do like the Radio 1 Roadshow. So we've gone from 100,000 people on a beach to possibly us maybe turning up into a couple of car parks around Essex in pubs. and call it Party in the Car Park.
Do the Essex pub crawl.
No, because that sounds like we've chosen pubs specifically to do the pub crawl, which obviously, if you know me and obviously Scott, that isn't something we would do. So it's just the fact that they have electricity and Wi-Fi, refreshments, I think they sell Capri Suns, food. We can maybe set up some bouncy castles.
Yep.
Maybe get Rossi's ice cream van down there. Do you know what I mean?
Ross has an ice cream van.
Rossi, not Ross. Not Ross and John's ice cream van, Rossi's ice cream. So we could maybe do something like that.
Business venture going on there.
I think it's a great idea. And we've got loads of car parks that we're in conversation with at the moment.
Oh, loads of car parks.
It's a big thing. Anyway, you've got him on your show tonight. Tell me about him.
So he's from... Where's he from?
Upminster.
Yeah, so he's come from Upminster, coming into the studio. It's actually in the studio, which is nice because no one ever does that. They're all on Zooms
and stuff.
And you have like the delay and you can't have like a proper conversation, but when they actually come in, you can actually, you know.
Agreed.
So, I'm looking forward to it. James Smith.
And he is got a new single out at the moment, and he was the guy from Britain's Got Talent that did Nina Simone's Baby Just Cares For Me. And it's got like 4 million downloads.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's huge.
He's
obviously, he was with a record label and now he's gone independent.
Okay, he's on the show. And who do you think would win a competition between the Stereophonics and Spice Girls? So first of all, who would you want to win a competition out of the Spice Girls and Stereophonics?
Obviously Spice Girls.
Who do you think won?
Spice Girls.
Is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Joe Kinch is next. Amy, now age 7, you're up ending the show after this. Have a great night. Scott back on the show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh my God, Wednesday completed most...
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.